A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing rising prices of basic commodities such as bread, flour, cooking oil, and mealie-meal, with most families saying they cannot afford the costs. In response, the government says it has set up a committee to investigate, monitor, and make appropriate recommendations with a view to bringing sanity to the situation. Women say they bear the brunt of economic hardships the most, and Tracy Musakaruga of Maswingo says with schools opened recently, even children whose fees are paid for by the government's basic education assistant module, or BEAM, are sent away from school for other areas such as building funds, which is against the government's directive that no students should be sent away from class for non-payment.
What's the use of the one motor to beam? Robert, the one who remained, he has his old Zimba for two. Sakanin, as a parent, soon as you don't show roots and Rushish Kananas, I'm not happy at all.
Meanwhile, some women in Wanga say they rely on proceeds from goods they make to pay for their children's education expenses and other needs. Yebo ke lapho sizwe abesifazana abathi impilo ilikhuni kakhulu njalo owakuqala oyemaswingo besithi abantwana besikolo bayabuyiselwa emuva lanxa bebhadalelwa yibhim ekahulumente kodwa kuyathiwa kulokunye eceleni okungabhadalwanga okufana lokuthi imali yokwakha i-building fund lokunye nje okuchiyeneyo samuzwa njalo lowe wange sithi baphila ngemsebenzi yezandla ukuze bathole okuyimadlana kodwa sebebaningi abenza umsebenzi ofanayo okwenza kube nzima ukuthi bathole inzuzo ngoba phela sokulalokho kuthiwa ngesingisi competition. Yebo kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje sihlaziya ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla ezitolo lezinye indleko okufanele imdeni izibhadale ezivalisa ezabomansipala ezesikolo lokunye okuningi-ningi. Sixoxa labahlonitshwa abachiyeneyo abagoqela abamabhizimusi asathuthukayo abephalamende labalwela ilungelo loluntu. Now to discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests, Honorable Nicola Watson, legislator and member of the Budget and Finance Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, and Deborah Mukasa of Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Welcome, ladies.
Good evening, everybody out there in Zimbabwe. It's Honorable Nicola Watson, Member of Parliament for Bulawayo Central Constituency and Member of the Budget and Finance Committee.
Okay, thank you. We understand the other guests will join us later. So coming to you, Honorable Watson, we see that this is not the first time that the government has set up a committee to investigate these prices. The same was done in 2018. What is your response to this development?
Well, it was also done in 2008. And in 2008, it went to price fixing, an attempt to price fix, which simply drove goods out of the shops. It's not the problem. The problem is the instability of the Zimbabwe dollar, the ZWL. In fact, at a public consultation yesterday, a person said, why can the government simply not stabilize the currency and stabilize civil servant wages, whether it's in ZWL or US dollars? That is the problem. It's the instability of the currency.
Yes, you say you had a budget consultation meeting yesterday. What other
it wasn't a budget consultation. It was actually a consultation with the nurses in government service.
Yes, what other issues came up? What other suggestions came up from other people about the price?
Well, that was the suggestion, that government need to stabilize the currency in order to stabilize prices, in order to stabilize salaries. They either have to be able to do it in ZWL or they have to do it in US dollars. A couple of other very good suggestions came out of the meeting, but those will be in the committee report in Parliament.
Oh, yes, thank
but
you.
Essentially, their problem is welfare. They simply cannot afford themselves. So they pointed out they can be at work, they can have food at work, they can get transported to work, they can have Wi-Fi at work, but their children cannot have those things. So what good are they?
All right. Thank you, Honorable Watson. We are also joined by Otilia Smanda, the Gender Secretary for the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Singakayikuye unkosazana Sibanda, sizwile lapho umhlonitshwa unkosikazi Nicola Watson, yena olilunga ledale lephalamende njalo ehlala kukomithi ebona ngeziphathelane lezemali kulelo dale, esithi kube kulomhlangano lapho abaningi abathe hayi kumele ukuthi intengo yempahla leyi uhulumende abone ukuthi imali iyazinza, esingathi ngesiNgisi ku-stabilizer, ukwenzela ukuthi intengo yempahla le ingabe ilokhwe ikhuphuka. Yebo ke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Nkosazana Sibanda.
Yebo, Lindani.
Hayi, siyaphila. Siyabona ukuthi intengo yempahla ibikwa iqhubeka ikhwela. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho, izakhamizi zikubona njani lokho?
Hey, okokuqala bakithi izakhamizi zona njengokwazi zisebunzimeni ngoba masikhangela nje lokho okuthiwa yi-poverty data mine, ikhangela nje iholo labantu kuhambisana lentengo zabantu akusahambelani, osokudala ukuthi impilo zabantu zibe nzima lapho umuntu abe ekhangelele khona ukuthi kulelelo holo elingeneliyo kuzabe nale abhadale lapho ahlala khona, ngoba iningi lezakhamizi zakobulawayo kwakathesi sezingamaloda la intengo ezingaba ngama-$50 kurumi linye ngalinye, khonapho kungumuntu olemuli ukhangelele ukubhadala amanzi kamansifalada wona vele abezele edura, singakakhulumi ngomuntu khona okwakuzabe mele akudle phakathi komuzi wakhe. Yenza impilo yezakhamizi lokuhlala nje phakathi kwedolobho nakobulawayo kube nzima kakhulu, osokukwempunzi idla ezinye akusacedakali, yikho sokudala ukuthi phakathi kwedolobho wonke umuntu usethengisa.
Yebo ke, kodwa libonani lapha ezitolo abantu babhadalani, ngoba kulokukhonona ukuthi okunye kubiza ngamadola eMelika okunye ngemali yeZimbabwe.
Intengo phakathi kwezitolo ziyahlupha, ngoba ungathi uthenge ngawona lawo amadola ayethu eZimbabwe i-RTGS imbe ibhondi uzathola ukuthi into yangkhona izabe idula ukuthi ugcine ungenelise ukuyithenga. Ukuthi into yedola uyabe usuyithenga for sengento engedlula o-2500 bonds, okuyintengo ebanzima kakhulu phakathi komuntu.
Yebo-ke siyabonga. Uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka njalo kuwe. While we are still waiting for Deborah Mkasa of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association to hear how they peg their prices and what they see there in the streets, so we'll come back to you, Honorable Watson, to say, what can you say about the pegging of prices in U.S. dollars and the local currency?
That question for me. If you peg prices in U.S. dollars, they won't stabilize, because on the parallel market and even on the auction rate, the rate of the ZWL to the U.S. dollar is moving every day, or on every the auction rate every week. So nothing will stabilize.
Yes.
It's not about pegging. It's about the actual stabilization of ZWL against the value of the U.S. dollar in the market. And the only way to do that is to have a free floating, as they did in Zambia. The currency, the ZWL, must be a free floating currency against the U.S. dollar, i.e. I can go into a bank with all my ZWL and I can draw out U.S. dollars if I'm leaving the country or I need them.
Yes, and as legislators, do you think the government is aware of that, stabilizing the prices? Because most times you find that the business people are blamed for setting up high prices.
Yeah, but today there was actually an announcement, today or yesterday, I'm not sure, by Delta, about the cost of their fizzy cool drinks. Their problem is they are not able to source sufficient foreign currency on the auction rate. They are sourcing on the parallel rate market and from their customers, and their goods are not as competitive as the goods being imported into the country.
Yes, and
our cost of production is also too high because of these distortions.
Yes, thank you.
And also, as it stands, a lot of the time now, businesses today, for example, were left without power. In a lot of business areas in Bulawayo, I can't say about Harare, but certainly in Bulawayo.
Okay.
And once you do that to people who are in production, you also push up the cost of production.
Yes, and you heard one of our guests, Otilia Svanda of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. She's saying that most residents, they are now selling something. Everyone is selling something, so it's hard to make a profit. What do you see in your constituency for the less privileged?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with Otilia. Everybody. If I look in my residence groups, there are none where there isn't somebody selling something. Mm. And so what residents have actually done now is set up two groups, one for important messages that are information and one for selling, buying and selling.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line and don't go away. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing price hikes and difficulties faced by women to make ends meet for their families. And we do have here our guest, Honorable Nicola Watson, legislator, and Otilia Sibanda of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Yebo ke Nkosazana Sibanda, kathi vele abantu baphila njani, siyezwa njalo ukuthi ayisiyontengo yempahla kuphela ekhuphukileyo eqongileyo, kodwa kulokunye njalo indleko abantu okumele bazikhokhe. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani lapho kubo mansipala lasezikolo?
Kuyisimo esinzima kakhulu emntwini, kakhulu ongumama, lapho ozabe ekhangele mhlawumbe vele ubaba yena ngokwakhe kasebenzi, umama uyathengisa amatamatisi loba yini, ngoba yonke into isithengiswa koBulawayo, kugokela lenhlabathi kodwa lokho. Kuyenza impilo ibe nzima, ngoba kasesimasikhangele yena nje umansala amaphepha akhe mayengena abe biza pho so-100 something thousand, kuze ugesi yena ngokwakhe izesa ikhweza nyanga zonke ukuthi ukwanise ukuthenga amagetsi. Osekudala ukuthi idolobho lonke selinuka phu, ngoba abanye babafa imililo, abanye babafa amaplastiki, bebafa izinto futhi kusasezizadala ukuthi abantu bebe nemikhuhlane enjengabo-TB ngoba behotshwa imali aqondile. Sibe sesikhangela zona izi-PPP zezikolo zivuliwe kunje, abanye abantwana bayenelisanga ngokubuyela ezikolo, abanye sebelisa ukukhipha abantu ababo kumabhodini ngoba bengasenelisi ngentengo yezikolo ezikhwelileyo. Kube sekusiba le nto leyo okuthiwa yikhala layo edla esikhwameni somzali, into engikhona iyafothokhopha kokuphela nsuku zonke, okuyi-expense engezelelwe phezu kwesikhwama somzali. Nezinye izinto ezikhathaza nje umhlali wakoBulawayo, ikakhulu umhlali ongumama, ngoba konke kuyabe kukhangele umuntu ongumama phakathi kweguma. Njalo iningi ngithilwe ngaphambilini ukuthi abantu kabahlali ezindlini ezingezabo, uzabhatala kumansala umnikazi wendlu evele efuna into imali yakhe naye ekheza intengo nsuku zonke. So kuyenza impilo phakathi kwamazimbabwenzi ibe nzima, ikakhulu ngikhangele koBulawayo lapho engihlala khona.
Yebo ke, siyabonga ke Nkosazana Otilia Sibanda, uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Siyezwa ukuthi silomlaleli ofona ekelwe Botswana. Siyakwamukela kuhle mlaleli. Yembani esixoxa la?
Kumalo Sibanda.
Yebo, ungabe ngusibanda unqo unathi?
Ngosibanda uThobani.
UThobani, hayi kulungile. Ungaphi kweBotswana njalo uvela ngapha ekhaya?
UBotswana selubaze ekhaya, ngivela eNsiza eVelabus.
Yebo, ungathini ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla ekhaya? Liyaphathisa yini abazali ekhaya lemndeni? Kulula yini ukuhamba njani?
Hayi, wona abazali siyabaphathisa, ngoba into engangikhona indlela ekhwele ngayo, hayi kunzima kakhulu sibili. Kuzisa ubuhlungu obukhulu kakhulu.
Kodwa libaphathisa nganjani? Khona ngapho kwele Botswana kukhona yini inhlelo okufana lokwe-South Africa ukuthi kulabo malayitsha lithumela impahla kumbe liyathenga ama-groceries?
Yeah, umalayitha sebekhona, sebebaningi sibile kuTswana. Siya baphuma every month, ngenyanga baphuma ka-2, so siyabe sithenga igrosari sithumela labo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Ungabatshiyela liphi abakini khona ngale Insiza labelizweni lonke nje jikele?
Hayi, engakutsho nje kwabantu ukuthi nje bona umomo wakithi nzima sibili, kuzisa ubuhlungu labo. Kumele bahlakaniphe, babone ukuthi umomo uyabanzimela, ukuthi kudingakala ukuthi labo lokhu sibhekane lokukhetha njalo, babone ukuthi bazabona ukuthi ongabasiza yikuphi. Asinisele sibaba abantu bangabi lokwesaba ukuthi enye into nje intinga inanzelela abantwini bali bagcwele ukwesaba kakhulu ebizweni nokuthi isethe nje ukuthi kanale kwelesela kusho. Balokwesaba kakhulu kodwa mina bengithi abazama ukuthi babone ukuthi indlela eyenzakala ngayo kulelanalize kangendlela abaphila ngayo bazama ukuhlakanipha labo babone ukuthi bangathola usizo kanjani.
Yebo, kulungile kodwa bengahlakanipha benzeni njengoba abanye bayabaleka baye kwamanye amazwe sebesele bodwa usho ukuthi bebhikishe yini?
Hayi, ukubhikisha khona ngithi ngale kuyingozi kakhulu ngoba into ezenzakala kithi ngale hayi bangafika bebe lokulimala okukhulu kakhulu. Into nje ukuthi nxa besiye ekhethweni laphana ekhethweni akula umuntu ozabe ukukhangele siye ekhethweni ebhokisini bakuya kuwedwa ikuvota uvotela uhulumende omthandayo ozakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzakuzak
ukusixhasa kuhlelo sibanda khona ngapho kwele Botswana.
Ha.
Siyabonga ukusixhasa kwakho khona ngapho kwele Botswana. Yes, that was our caller, Svanda from Botswana. He's saying they are assisting their families and parents at home through sending groceries and some money because they are aware of the price hikes. Coming back to you, Honorable Watson, what can you say about other expenses besides the price hikes? We see that people are complaining again about the council rates they have to pay and the school fees. What can you say is happening in your constituency?
Yes, absolutely. The council rates are pegged in US dollars converted at the bank rate every month, which means there is a consistent rise every month. And school fees have gone up quite radically, especially at some schools this term. And nobody's salaries and no pensions are moving at that rate. So there are very, very many people languishing in terrible poverty for that very reason.
Oh.
Everything's going up. It's not just about the goods in the shops. It's about services as well. And I've seen a lot of children, even in the schools in my constituency, being sent away from school. It happens every term. Every term it's raised with the minister, and every term the ministry says that's against the law. They're not supposed to chase them away. And still the schools do it. It's a conundrum. And until the government solves the problem around consistent price rises, the rates to do with the ZWL and the US dollar, it's going to just get worse. I worked out the other day, I had my shopping trip from April last year, and I had the one for April this year. The price of mini meal in 1 year has gone up in ZWL terms 430%. And mini meal is a staple. It's just unsustainable. Poverty is growing, and government have to seriously consider what they're going to do in order to end the corruption, which is what is around the rate issue, because it's arbitrage and corruption, and they have to stop.
Yes, in the past,
or see the whole of Zimbabwe in poverty.
There was a difference between some people who stayed in the eastern suburbs of the city of Fulawayo who were regarded as more privileged than the others staying in western suburbs or high-density suburbs. Do you still see that difference or almost everywhere?
You know, it's a very small portion of the eastern suburbs community that can be considered better off. We were discussing it the other day when we were driving around the suburbs here. There are a majority of homeowners are elderly people on pensions because they were the generation who could afford to buy houses. The younger and the other houses that are being built are either being built with money from the diaspora or from the proceeds of corruption. To honestly make that differential anymore is a very difficult thing to say. And we were just talking about that very issue the other day, about the eastern suburbs, because it's always seen as more affluent, but yet it carries this huge number of pensioners who are actually totally in desperate straits.
Yes, and you did mention corruption as one of the reasons that the economy is not stabilizing. Has there been any discussions in Parliament concerning the price hikes, the corruption, anything to do with the economy?
Yes, there is discussion, and there's also been discussion in Parliament about this problem with pensions and pensioners. But the fact is, until the corruption, government itself stops the corruption, which is embedded within the governance system. All the discussion in Parliament is exactly that. The Public Accounts Committee, together with the Budget and Finance Committee, is about to start an inquiry and an investigation into the gold mafia story and all the people related to it and the issue of illicit financial flows. But Parliament takes it so far. It is up to the executive, who are the implementers, to implement and to stop the corruption.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Watson. Do stay on the line while we take another caller. And see us on Jalo Kuti. Otilias Vanda, Utungo Lwake, Luwile, Njalo, Deborah Mkasaka. Sende Sanga, Lai Kuti, Asikome, Ulake, Utungo, Luwile, Njalo. Yaboke, siya uamugela, Emoyeni, Mlaleli.
Emoyeni, Njani.
Ai, siya pila, Mubane, Stokala. Yebo linjani mnumzana ngqobi zithasi banda mathambo ekhaya kungapi njalo kathe sikhuluma ngapi
Kathe sikhuluma ngise Free State Bethlehem ekhaya kuseZimbabwe esilobela eMidland
Ungathini ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla lokhu njalo uncedisa njani ekhaya
Hey ngathi sine sikhala sifande kwamazi njengamanje so trailer nzima manje sizithola leyo 1000 rand ithumele ekhaya kwakhona basika bakutshela ukuthi ayikwami lutho izinto ziyadura mawuthi school fees ebantwaneni awutsho ukuthi school fees asakwani so mele ukuthi sesiloko yini anganemali ngaphi imali angikhona sesiyithola nzima lapho esiphila khona kwangikhona abasafuni So, we need to find
Hayi usungaqhubeka ngoba siyesukuthi omnye umhlonishwa wethu ukulayi ngase kuba sithi manje kungalungiswa ngando
Hayi, thina sesifisa nje ukuthi uhulumeni izifiso zakhe ahlale ekhankasa ngazo lezi ze-free education ku-primary level. Ngabe phela uyazenza, hayi ukuthi nxa sesilanda ukuvota, yikho lapha kuya khona le mbono yakhe le.
Yebo ke. Siyabonga kakhulu. Your last word, Honorable Watson, in 30 seconds.
Just that I do hope the government will hear us and that they will take these issues seriously. I see the Ministry of Finance have just issued a statement introducing some more measures, which they say will stabilize the currency. Only tomorrow will tell.
All right. Thank you very much. We have come to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Honorable Nicola Watson, legislator, and Otilias Vanda of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and Deborah Mukasa, who unfortunately her line dropped and we couldn't get her back. Saying goodbye, this is Sithandekile Mhlanga in Washington, D.C.